Good morning and welcome. Milton has left the building, but left behind tornadoes, flooding, fatalities, wind damage, surge damage. We'll talk about all of that and more and have some of your big headlines of the day. It is 7:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Most of the roadways should be clear. There are power outages scattered throughout our listening area. If there is not a traffic light operating, treat it as a four-way stop. Please pay attention. It takes extra attention because you'll forget the intersections even there when it's not lit up. And you think it won't happen to you? It did. It happened to both Greg and I the last time the power failed. Yeah. Right? I mean, I've been coming to this here building.
Yeah. I drove right past it.
That intersects for 20 years. So, yeah, and I missed it.
And as I mentioned earlier during traffic, there are some limbs down, especially more so Marion County than Alachua County. But there are limbs down. There are some traffic signals out. So, again, be careful.
I'm gaining a nickname from another radio-related person that's friends of ours.
Oh, yeah?
She is going to refer to me as Chainsaw.
Yes.
Because, I said I was going to bring my chainsaw to work because I've got to come all the way in from the corner of Clay County, Keystone Heights area, and make it into Gainesville. And, yeah, I've got a big four-wheel drive truck. That's all good. But I did come across a tree that I was able to swerve around, and I was being a good boy and paying attention to the speed limit, and so I had just enough time to really react. The tree was blocking the entire travel lane.
Yeah.
And so, luckily, nobody was coming in the opposite direction, which that time of morning at 4-something a.m. Is generally the rule. But it was pitch black, and people are not going to see that tree. So, yeah, I stopped and did my good deed for the day, trying to cover a multitude of sins. Still got a few more multitudes to cover.
But
every day we work on that. And
Bob Chainsaw Rose.
Yeah, I was able to saw that thing down and pull some of the branches off. And I got to tell you, I wasn't goofing around. I mean, I moved through it as fast as I could.
But you're in a roadway.
I still had to go to work, too. Yeah. And I got to tell you, I got back in that truck. I was huffing and puffing for a little bit, man.
That's a lot of work to start your morning.
It really is. It's almost like a shock to the body. Like, dude, weren't you supposed to be like chilling, sipping on your coffee, man?
Just waking up. Come on.
Yeah, all right. So, look, we're going to, you know, the damage will be assessed at a much better degree, much more accuracy later on when we get some daylight. Coming up at 7:35, we've got Bradford County Sheriff Gordon Smith's going to join us. We'll see what he knows, how his area has fared, power outages, flooding. I know a couple of major concerns on that. Alachua County Sheriff Emery Ganey. Later on this morning, Senator Rick Scott, Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez joining us at approximately 9:05. So we've got people in the know, people that know what's going on in their particular areas, and they're going to share that information with us. What do we have here? A professor at the University of Kansas has been placed on administrative leave.
Uh-oh.
Now, to get put on administrative leave in the university system, you gotta try pretty hard.
You gotta put forth some effort there, because they're pretty passive about that sort of thing.
And he basically said, in a nutshell, that men who don't vote for Kamala Harris because she's a woman should be shot.
Okay, wait a minute. But lefties, I thought, didn't even think we should have... Oh, I'm sorry. They're allowed to have guns. We're not.
Well, no, this is why we don't want them to have guns.
Yes.
But it's an individual right and freedom, not necessarily goes by political affiliation.
Right.
But yes, they would like to take ours away because they think we're like them. And we actually, we'll let our emotions run away with us. That's the only thing keeping the left alive is emotional responses to, important, pertinent questions that should be answered with logic and looking at it from a pragmatic perspective. Anyway, here we go. He said we could line up all those guys and shoot them. Now, he said this in a video, so it's not like somebody overheard him and he said, she said, or whatever.
Right.
You did a video? Really? and he's a professor!
Not a smart one, apparently.
Well, many of them are gifted in some particular areas intellectually.
True.
But that doesn't mean, you know, that...
That they use it?
That doesn't cover all the frequencies. Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, the university, by the way, is not named the instructor. Yeah. Protect the person who's making threats.
Right.
You know, this is a person on a school campus who is talking about shooting people. Am I right?
Wow.
Isn't he?
That's amazing. Light them up and shoot them.
Yeah.
There's an answer to make people vote your way.
He said, what frustrates me is there are going to be some males in our society that will refuse to vote for a potential female president because they don't think females are smart enough to be president. Where does he get this idea? This is part of that, you know, promote that masculinity is toxic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, promote that whole idea. Really, that the men-bashing idea. The idea from the left, from the Marxists, is you've got to emasculate men. Because as long as you have strong men, and men are the head of their families and looking out and protecting their families, when you have men in that role, they find that very intimidating. And that is hard for them to push their will upon us when there are strong men still in our society.
Right.
Some are referred to as like the sheepdogs.
Mm-hmm.
They're protecting. They're protecting all of us, and we as men are going to protect those around us just naturally. And they can't have that. So the emasculation of men has been taking place from the left for a very long time. Look, it's just another kind of cut by a thousand knives that they want to do to destroy the traditional family. Once they've destroyed the traditional family, well, all hell will break loose, and that is what they want. They want chaos, and so, of course, destroying the family works to their advantage. Yeah, what frustrates me is there's going to be some males. Well, I'm sure there's some males, a few.
Somewhere. I mean,
there's 170 million males that live in America. There could be some.
But in general, it's policy.
Again, this breaks down to two words. Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, man. We need more.
Capable?
Yes.
Competent?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We need more of them in the world today and not what we have in D.C.
Yeah.
On the other side. Yeah.
But these are the nutty professors.
And the nutty professor is calling them kind of names for not voting for a woman and making a decision like that, and their good decision making is to shoot people?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
A violent, prejudicial response to perceived prejudice.
Which you can't really prove necessarily. So.
Right. Perceived.
Perceived. Yeah. Genius.
Thank you. 7:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for What's Bugging You. Could be hurricane related. Doesn't have to be. It is whatever's bugging you. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in. Air it out. Get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Control of our borders.
AI.
Little green man.
Control yourself.
What do you think?
Just spinning out of control.
Time to air it out.
What's bugging you?
Gain control.
Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Milton. The fallout, the aftermath, the cleanup, and all of that we'll be talking about. Thanks to Radiant Credit Union, severe weather information. Still a hurricane, but the eye has left the east coast of Florida. You still have maximum sustained winds of approximately 85 miles an hour. The entire storm is moving northeast at 18 miles an hour. Obviously, the further it gets offshore, the less chance we'll have for kind of that tail whipping back. And we really, at least in this area, have definitely dodged a bullet. It is time now for What's Bugging You. Chance for you to call in, air it out, whatever it is. And that's brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
First, let me say I'm glad that you and Greg are safe, and thanks for coming in today.
You're welcome.
It was a hurricane story over the weekend that got a lot of coverage, and it made me so angry. The words really can't describe it. But someone had taken a dog and tied it to a fence on the interstate and left it standing there in the ditch full of storm water, a little white dog. And apparently somebody happened to see it, and they went over, and of course, obviously the dog has been rescued. But I can't say on the radio what I would like to have done to the person that tied that dog to that fence in a ditch where it would drown and left it in the middle of a hurricane. Thank you, Bob.
And I think that everybody who has heard or seen this story concurs with you wholeheartedly. It was actually FHP in Tampa that rescued the dog. It kind of looks a little bit like Spuds McKenzie, if you remember from Bud Light many years ago, an advertising campaign. And it was tied to one of those, looks like a barbed wire fence that's more of a rural type fence that's right on the side of I-75. Somebody left it there. You know, there's so many great stories of humans helping humans during this time, and then you have somebody treating an animal that way. It's disgusting. Hopefully it's very, very rare. All right, ready? Yes. Let's continue with What's Bugging You. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. Peasant with a pitchfork, what's bugging you? Did I respond?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is this tit-for-tat war over there in the Middle East. And I've been calling in now and warning that Israel, I'm very concerned that Israel could be destroyed, just like I warned about Zelensky, the rat weasel, getting Ukraine destroyed, and it's about half destroyed now. And if cooler heads don't prevail over there, I'm afraid that Israel is going to be destroyed. And it's not just Israel. That will spread. It will spread an economic depression around the world if this thing kicks off. They're talking about hitting oil wells in Iran. They're talking about hitting nuclear sites in Iran. This is just crazy talk. We need cooler heads to prevail. Netanyahu is out of control. He's a madman. We need people to go in there. We need peace talks immediately.
Well, what about peace talks between, you know, rat weasel and bareback rider? Yeah, I had to come up with a nickname.
Yeah.
Because we're nicknaming the other
guy.
And
he is one of the few probably world leaders who will, you know, go ride around on a horse with no shirt.
Look,
same.
I've been through the desert on a horse with no shirt. I hear what you're saying. Let me tell you. The best thing that can happen for our country, the best thing that can happen for Israel, and the best thing that can happen for Western civilization and Western-style democracies would be the election of Donald J. Trump as president.
Yep.
You know it, and I know it, and we all know it. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Chainsaw Bob. You know, as soon as you started talking about the topic of men not voting for Kamala Harris because she's a woman, 90 seconds before you mentioned Margaret Thatcher, I was thinking to myself, no, people aren't voting for her because she's stupid. If she was Margaret Thatcher, men would be lining up worldwide to vote for her. But what's really bugging me is Kamala Harris's habit of when she's asked a question, she turns it around and says, oh, well, the question we really should be asking is X, just so she can dodge the actual question asked. But you guys did excellent storm coverage. Thanks.
Thank you, Mark, and we're glad to hear from you and knowing that you're safe. And 877-975-9825, last chance to get in. And let's go to Jeff. What's bugging you?
So 9-10 years ago, I don't remember exactly, Daniel Pearl, a journalist, was beheaded along with a couple of others that I can't remember. and the barbacy of that was pretty perplexing. Then now Trump gets in, he stomps him back in the hole, but look at what happened October 7th. You have Daniel Pearls happening thousands of times. You don't have to be beheaded for it to be a barbaric event. And it happened because Biden and Harris are in office. God bless America.
Well, God bless you. Yeah, it, I mean, I don't want to go through the list of atrocities that were committed that day against the most innocent of Israeli citizens. I mean, truly, these were people going to like a music festival who lived in basically sort of the hippie section of that area, the people who get along with and actually deal with Palestinians on a regular basis. So, but you went after them because they were the easiest target. They were the weakest. And the atrocious things that were committed there, there's no way in your right mind that you could support such a thing. And people who can twist their minds in such a position to do that, wow, is all I can say. It is 727. Thanks for participating in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up next, Bradford County Sheriff Gordon Smith will join us. We'll get a report from that area. Coming up next, 97.3 The Sky.
Track every storm.
Prolific rainfall totals.
Every piece of debris that's on the road's edge is a potential piece of debris that's going to fly down the road somewhere else.
Be ready.
We're going to continue to provide relief. We're wired for this.
Sky Stormwatch for Radiant Credit Union.
Thanks, Sky.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. We made it. It is 7:36, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. 85 miles an hour right now, still a hurricane, but off of the Florida East Coast. Goodbye, good riddance, Milton. Traveling northeast at 18 miles an hour. Projections have it going south of Bermuda, and it should be just a tropical storm by then. All right. One of the deadly things that happened yesterday that spiraled off the storm was it's got to be close to a record amount of tornadoes. Yeah, St. Lucie County was hit. I know there was one in Hendry County. There were several. There were 36, I believe, reports. So we'll get into all of that and more. But first, we want to touch base with Bradford County Sheriff Gordon Smith. Good morning, Sheriff. How you doing?
Good morning. We've dodged a bullet here in our neck of the woods of the the state of Florida. But man, prayers out to our brothers and sisters and family and friends in south of us, Marion County South. They really took a punch.
Yeah, I agree. And obviously, when we get some sunlight, we'll see further images. But how did you fare in terms of power outages and or any flooding?
In Bradford County, we had a few power outages, but nothing serious. A couple of trees down. As far as flooding, it's 10 feet high and rising, as they say. It's now we're starting to see the rise in the creeks. They were basically full. We have a lot of lakes and creeks, and they were full already. They're still rising, and that's what people understand. All this runoff is going to go there, so people may not be affected yet, but will be affected. Some people have prepared for that, and sometimes with the water that we already had, it's rising a little faster than normal, so we're out there sending out messages and alerts for our community, but I see them going out all around us. I was in our comm center since about 5:30 this morning and just watching what's going on across the state and what's happening there. They're not out of danger. Some of those places are still expecting, 6, 8, 10 inches of water still to follow behind as that thing moves off into the ocean. And some of those places are so devastated already. I know, speaking with Greg earlier, people want to get back to their homes. A lot of people aren't going to have anything to go back to or where they do when they get there. So traffic's going to be a big issue for us.
Yeah, I can imagine that was going to be my next question. You have sheltered a lot of people who came from other communities that wanted to travel away from the storm. It's exactly how the system is designed, and you took good care of the folks, I'm sure. And yeah, now what do they do? Where do they go? Many of them are going to be going back to what amounts to a huge mess.
Your thoughts and you feel for them. I mean, if you're any human being at all, you've got to feel what these people, it's a total loss of everything. you know, when friends and neighbors, there's, you know, through the state of Florida, we all come together. But sometimes you're like, how do we help? And that's where we get lost sometimes, is we think we're helping, but what do they really need? And that's what we're trying to assess now from the top down, from the governor's office. You know, he's done a phenomenal job in all these storms. He's the great leadership there, activating the most guardsmen that we've ever had activated to our line crew. You know, people think about these line crewmen out there. You know, you're fussing, your power's out, wind's whipping over 40 mile an hour. Sometimes you can't get the people to give them the help you want. And trust me, we get in this job, we want to help people. The poor people in, you know, St. Lucie County, Indian River, all those areas, Hardy County, looking on the map, that have been devastated in the past hurricanes. You want to go out there and you want to help your neighbor, and you're stuck. You're people calling for help, and you just feel helpless sometimes for these public safety, these line crewmen. You know, your power's out and we're fussing. You know, Florida, we want our air conditioned. I get it. But these guys are out there risking their life and limb and really in harm's way to get power restored, and they're working as hard and fast, and they were stationed. You look at the Tampa Stadium down there, Tropicana Stadium, where they was housing public safety, and, you know, ripping the roof off there.
Yeah.
A place that's designed for those type of storms, and it's your heart goes out right now. I'm just watching the board this morning is really, so we're tasking our people. We're going to make sure we're cleaned up in Bradford County, get our team ready to go, and myself and some of your neighboring sheriffs, you know, Levy, Gilchrist, you know, Union, Baker, we all work together to help our fellow sheriffs across the state and see where they need us the most.
Is there any roadways that are kind of prone in low-lying areas anyway to some possible flooding, and that even if they're not flooded now, like you said, water levels are still going to continue to rise? Any specific areas along, say, 301 or some of the other major connectors?
We do. Now, the bypass is pretty good. If you stay on that bypass, 301 through the original downtown area of Stark in front of the courthouse, those areas are prone to flooding. Our Alligator Creek area, which flows into Lake Ryle, Crosby, and Sampson, those lakes are definitely going to feel the effects over the next 2, 3, 4 days. Santa Fe Lake out near the Melrose, you know, where the four corners come together, four counties, those lakes are already high. So a little bit higher, you know, is going to create some damage and some, you know, flooding in the lower lying areas of the roads there. And that's what I'm praying for, daylight and next couple of days, people be cautious. We got our barricades and all ready to block off those roads as they continue to flood. So, well, that's the work ahead of us.
Yeah, Sheriff, you've got a task ahead of you and your people, but I think in your area, it sounds like you have fared very, very well, and we always appreciate the...
We were blessed.
Yep. Appreciate the communication, sir. We will talk to you again soon.
Yeah, appreciate y'all for what y'all are doing. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Sheriff Gordon Smith, Bradford County Sheriff. Major Thoroughway goes right through Bradford County, 301. Of course, it's where Stark is also located and where a lot of people took refuge.
Mm-hmm.
And now what, you know, where are those folks going to go? Some of them are going to return back to some broken dreams, unfortunately.
Yeah.
All right. We've got a lot more special guests on the way, including the CEO of GRU, the Lieutenant Governor, and more. So stick around. You're listening to News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Who can handle good news? Who can handle something positive? Can you handle something positive?
We'd like some. What you got?
Well, let me think.
Okay, we'll get back to us.
I'm just kidding. No, I got something great.
Okay, good.
By the way, it's 7:46. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and Milton is not here, and that's a good thing. Milton is not really anywhere in the state. The eye has left, and off the Florida East Coast, Hitland, Siesta Key last night, 120-mile-an-hour winds around the eye wall, and currently it's still a hurricane. 85-mile-an-hour winds traveling northeast at 18 miles an hour. But, yep, it came in still, you know, fairly strong. 120-mile-an-hour winds, Siesta Key. And we'll wait to see what the damage is like there. Probably one of the huge fallouts, too, is fatalities related to tornadoes and tornado activity. I think it had to be one of the more tornado-filled storms that I can remember in recent history. 36 reported, allegedly. So, yeah, one of them was big. I saw in Hendry County, you know, near Clewiston. I mean, that thing was a monster, which you know, don't always see in Florida.
No, we were talking.
Let me give you the good news.
Oh, yeah. Please do. Please do. In fact, I'm going to write it down.
Okay, you ready?
Bob's got good news.
You probably already have it written down.
Probably so.
The weather is going to be awesome the next few days.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Sunny, cooler, drier. Awesome.
And my lawn's already mowed because I did it the day before. That's good.
Yeah. No, look. We've gone through a tough time. It's still going to be a struggle for a lot of people. We still need to do our part, help our neighbors and our friends, family, you know, and anybody that we can help. We need to reach out. That's a good thing. But it makes it a little easier to do that.
Yeah.
When it's absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely.
Outside, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
At least we have that. We look for silver linings,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we go from there. Oh, yeah. Let me share this. This piece of information that really was kind of written by somebody who really doesn't have, you know, a dog in any fight.
Right.
And but Greg happens to know him. This guy mm-hmm. was a big producer of very successful shows in Hollywood for a long time. He's retired now. David Sams. He says, my recommendation, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis should head up Homeland Security under Trump. He would oversee the border security. DHS enforces customs, borders, and immigration, works to welcome lawful visitors and immigrants. Emergency response, DHS responds to natural and man-made disasters. Anti-terrorism also falls under the DHS umbrella. Cybersecurity, enhancing the nation's cybersecurity resilience is, again, part of the DHS under that umbrella. Criminal investigations, illegal movement of people, goods, money, and more. Combating fentanyl, DHS, along with DEA, works to fight against cartels, criminal organizations that flood communities with illicit drugs. DeSantis is well equipped to handle this vital role. And this is from somebody who does not live in Florida. So the governor is getting, as he should, high praise for what appears to be another job well done. And I mean, one big tornado on top of another.
Mm.
And so getting everything, getting your ducks in a row lined up. You got these awesome linemen. They, you know, they come from all over. They're staged and they're ready to go in. And it was pretty phenomenal. Of the power outages that we had last go around in Florida with Helene, and it was only, what, a few days later where there was only about 3,000 to 5,000 people without power. I mean, in a fairly short time. And really, for GRU, I mean, they had some infrastructure issues. You know, when giant arms are busted off of those high tension, you can't even call them poles. What do you call them?
Yeah, I know what you're
talking
about.
They're huge, the big steel things.
Yep.
So they did a great job. In fact, we are going to we'll be touching base with GRU CEO Ed Bilarski in the 9 o'clock hour. Lieutenant Governor's lined up. Senator Rick Scott's lined up. Alachua County Sheriff Emery Ganey. We'll touch base with him in just a few minutes.
It's a busy day.
It is.
You know, you're talking about power outages. I just kind of looking across the state because, you know, we were talking about how with the folks down in Tampa and in that area where that would be what. What's the county there?
Hillsborough
County. Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm looking at the power outage map, and they're showing that everybody's out of power.
Everybody's out?
Pretty much. I mean, 430,747 outages reported as of 7:30 this morning.
Well, I can tell you you know, I heard from my daughter, and they live
in
Hillsborough County, and they did not lose power.
Right, so some of these things aren't obviously 100% accurate.
Yeah, could be some sort of a glitch.
Yep.
Again, remember, who was it? Was it Carl? No, it was Ed Bilarski that explained to us why they don't want to be super precise on power outages because bad guys go, oh, their power's out.
Right.
Maybe their batteries run down on their security system.
Or they're not there. Yeah, because the map used to show each individual home, and now they don't do that. So that was very smart on their part.
So I don't know if something similar could be occurring in Hillsborough County. I don't know. Yeah. They have TECO as the power company, Tampa Electric Company. Been around for a long time. Vice President and presidential candidate, Kamala Harris, what has she been up to lately. Well, it was an update from FEMA on Hurricane Milton.
Okay.
She covered her mouth and appeared to tell staff that she was on a live broadcast before stumbling through a pre-written speech to the people of Florida.
My.
Yeah. During this meeting with FEMA, President Biden and Harris received a briefing from disaster relief authorities on life-saving preparations for Hurricane Milton. The two also received the latest updates and the forecast expected for Florida. While Biden attended the meeting from the White House, Harris and others attended virtually. At one point during the briefing, Harris covered her mouth and appeared to relay a message to someone else, saying, so she said, "It's a live broadcast."
And she's not used to that. I mean, how can they edit it and make her look good?
You think she kind of went into a little bit of panic mode when she realized it was going to be live?
Yes, I think she did.
Yeah, you know,
exactly.
It is interesting that when you know you have the ability to edit after the fact, that it doesn't make you a more eloquent speaker. It makes you worse.
Oh, yeah.
Because
you know,
in the back of your mind, you go, it doesn't matter.
They'll fix it.
We know because, like, when we cut commercials and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
The better I would get at editing, the more edits I had to make. I used to be the one-take wonder, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway. Kamala Harris, it's live broadcast. What do I do? What do I say? There's nobody to tell me what to say in my ear.
See,
gave me notes.
What she doesn't realize, probably... You can't get through a whole presidency of 4 years with everything being edited and scripted and teleprompted. Things happen, and you're going to be in situations.
Well, I
mean, they've done okay with Biden, but now we won't even hear from him.
Well, are you sure? Because that sounds a lot like there's no way you could win a huge presidential campaign if you're doing it from literally from your basement.
You know, you got me there.
So with the Dems, you know, anything is possible.
I think you got.
Don't say never.
I think you got me on that one. Who would have? But he did get more votes than, you know, that very popular President Obama.
Yeah, for like 14 million more. Which,
that's believable.
Not
said no one ever, including Obama.
All right. Hey, my Tigers, Detroit Tigers, another playoff game. They lead the series 2-1 against Cleveland. They won 3-0 yesterday. I think it is one of the rare back-to-back shutouts in playoff history.
See, I don't even follow the Tigers, but I always know first thing in the morning if they won based on the fact that Bob shows up with some sort of Tigers T-shirt on.
Been accumulating the shirts for a long time. Never got to wear them in the postseason. It's been 10 years.
Woo,
so, you got to cut me a little bit of slack.
Yeah, right? I know.
Some of the other shirts I have are, maybe Buccaneer jerseys. Yep.
You know, your hometown team can't, you know, they all can't be the St. Louis Cardinals over generations like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Hey, well, let's see. Yeah. Who would flee to New Orleans when a hurricane's coming? It's below sea level, not many.
Uh-huh.
But actually, it's exactly what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have done. They escaped from Hurricane Milton, which at the time was a Category 3, and it made landfall just south of Tampa. So, most of the Buccaneers and their families took off to one of our division rivals, New Orleans.
Wow.
And they say appears that things went pretty smoothly.
Very good.
All right. Hey, coming up next, we're going to talk to Alachua County Sheriff Emery Ganey. We'll get kind of the recap, at least whatever, details they have uncovered so far in this post-Milton world. Next on 97.3, The Sky.